Hey gang, good morning. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 83 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, if you're new. Welcome, and good morning. Well, it's 6:30 here, you guys, on a Sunday morning, and it's a beautiful morning. It's kind of high, overcast, and cool. It's about 51, and but not raining, so it's a nice morning here. And how are you guys? Did you have a good week? I hope you did. I had a great week. It's been a good one here. So, dive right into it, I guess. Happy summer. Yeah, so it's early. I'm just getting started. A little scattered, as always. My favorite thing to say while I figure out what to say next. And so this week, well, let's see. I'll give you a weather report first. It's been interesting. It's been raining. And as I said, 50, low 50s, a little bit warmer during the days, but it's been kind of cool and rainy and interesting July for us. Usually it gets real nice right after the 4th, but here it's been a little different, and I've been enjoying it. I've been riding my bike. I got on my bike twice this week, and I've been getting a lot of work done outside, a lot of firewood. Actually wore myself out stacking and splitting and all that, and I've been, with the heavy rains in the afternoons, I've been getting some time on my sewing machine and working on some bags and stuff like that. It's been really rewarding. I've been really enjoying that. And yeah, so that, and a little bit of work. I went back to the old shop I was at last year and did a little job this week, and I'll probably finish that out this coming week. And I have a little more design work as well from another client. So I'm pretty busy and making progress and being really stoked on my my current day-to-day has been fabulous. So yeah, so let's talk about Zero Carb. I had a really good week on Zero Carb, you guys, and I made some changes. I didn't really make some changes. I guess I'll say some changes happened, in a sense, that seem like they're good things. So for the most part, as you guys know, I've been eating ribeye lately, and I do. I pretty much always cook it like my steak, and so I just really don't care for steak, like rare, medium rare. I really like it fried, I guess. I like the fat fried. I really do. I don't like the middle or the fat parts in the steak that are, you know, kind of not cooked or rubbery or whatever it is. They're fine, that softer fat. I'm fine with it when I eat it the next day, like when it's cold and firmed back up. It's really good. I like it a lot, and it doesn't seem to bother my digestion. But if I eat it when it's all warm and kind of gooey or liquid, liquid especially, but even if it's kind of gooey, it doesn't treat me very well. I don't feel very good when I eat the fat like that. So I've been eating it fried, as you know. But what I found out this week is I ate quite a bit of fat, as I said, that was kind of cold and hard but not fried, and I really both enjoyed it and felt really good. So the way that that happened, I've done that a little bit through the years here, and I've always noticed it made me feel good, but it was always hard to eat much of it or find much of it. And so, as you guys might know, I finished my my brick smoker last week. And so I cooked brisket. Last week I cooked a 16-pound brisket. And then I cooked, I smoked a whole lot of beef ribs that I'd been cutting off of my ribeye roasts all year. So I have a whole freezer full of beef ribs, and I'd been waiting for a slow cooker. That's actually the main reason I built that thing, was to cook all the ribs off all of my roasts. But at any rate, that brisket, the day I cooked it, you know, for about 12 hours one day. It takes a long time to cook a big brisket like that, the way I like to do it, low and slow. And I showed photos of it in my smoker video, so you may have seen it, but it was great when it was warm, but I can't eat much. I get sick really quickly. That brisket fat doesn't, it's really rich or something. However, if I refrigerate it and eat it the next day, it's this really nice blend of white, recongealed fat and meat. And I'll tell you what, you guys, I ate that all week, mixed between that and ribeye, and the ribs, and the smoked beef ribs. And again, the ribs, I did the same thing. I cooked them and then chilled them and ate them kind of like leftovers cold the next day. And I'll tell you what, you guys, eating that meat cold it seemed to make a big difference to me. I was able to eat a nice ratio of fat to meat, probably a pretty high ratio. And what I found was I ate a lot less, and I won't say I felt better or worse or anything like that, but it worked for me. I wasn't hungry. I wasn't trying to fill my face with hamburgers. And my digestion has been pretty good. Now, I have one exception to that. I'll get into that in a second. But for the most part, that was a really interesting way of eating. You know, for the most part, in these last 3 years, I don't think I've really gone a day without eating. You know, I always ate at least one warm meal, and that was always like one large meal, usually my hamburgers or something like that. But in eating this brisket, and it was so fatty, you guys. I mean, you know, normally if you buy a brisket, if you watch videos on the way people prep their briskets, they trim off. I watched a video, and out of like a 16-pound brisket, the guy trimmed off like 4 pounds of fat, and that's pretty normal. So I did mine untrimmed, so there's just an enormous amount of fat in one of those things, and it's really hard to eat, like I said, if it's cooked and warm. I mean, it'll be, you know, an inch of meat and three quarters of an inch of fat on top, and I have a hard time eating that. But when it's cold, well, it's delicious. It's like little cheese and meat sandwich or something. So, and like I said, it felt fine on my digestion. So, really interesting, really good week. I'm going to keep doing that. I love smoking brisket, so that was fun. And then in terms of sourcing food, you know, I went to Costco midway through the week to get my ribeye, and come to find out they have prime brisket for the same price as the cheap brisket at Walmart. I think it was $3.69 a pound for prime, so that's a great deal. And then they also have whole pork bellies for $2.99 a pound. So I think I'm going to try that next time I go. And I'm going to try that same method I used of cooking it and then letting it chill. So that was exciting, you guys. I've been feeling really good. And I have one exception to that, like I said. And that was when I went to Costco. I got lured, as I often do, into the processed meats aisle. And I found some wonderful looking grass-fed, all natural, all beef. I think they were bratwursts, but they were some type of, or maybe they were kielbasa. No, I think they were beef brats. Doesn't matter. Roughly the same thing. Generally, you know, all beef and high fat with a little bit of seasonings in there type of processed meat. So the ingredients looked great. It was really clean. Some simple spices. They actually listed the spices, and it was like salt, pepper, garlic. I think that was it. And maybe a little like sodium ethyrite or whatever it's called, some of those anti-cakings and things like that. Those might be what causes problems, I don't know. But at any rate, I ate one of those. I bought the pack for like $20, and I ate one on, I think, Tuesday night. And it was good. I liked it. And it was really fatty. And I felt okay after eating it. And that night, I felt okay. It's so interesting, you guys. It's so amazing how sensitive one gets when you eat this way for so long. The spices in that thing, I've said this before a while ago when I had a spicy hot link or something. I mean, it was like fireworks going off in my mouth. Like, it was so intense the way the spices felt. And then for the next 36 hours, I lived with that sensation of fireworks going on inside of me. And so that was pretty miserable. I wasn't like in a whole lot of discomfort the whole time. I wasn't sitting there going, you know, why did I do that for hours and hours? But I had burps and farts and burning sensation in my guts for most of that time. And then I had a couple real sick episodes the next day. The next afternoon, I had a real bad case of real heavy discomfort, almost to the point of where I get my lightheadedness and loss of consciousness. And I sat on the toilet for an hour or so. And then again, I think it was later that night, at like midnight, I woke up and was woken up out of a sleep, actually, and had to come out and spend about an hour sweating. At that point, that one was actually kind of scary. I was sweating and outside on the toilet and on the ground trying to throw up and not being able to. And so I woke up the next day and said, well, there's a lesson for you, Matt. So that was pretty interesting. It was something that seemed really benign. When I ate it, it didn't make me feel bad. I did enjoy it. But the spices, they really came back to haunt me. I think, I'm going to say most of it was the garlic, but perhaps there was quite a bit of fiber in there from both the garlic and the other spices. I don't know. Man, it was rough. I was burning inside. So that was interesting, and I will never do that again. I don't think. I'm going to have a little bite, one. I probably can't never say never because I like processed meats too much. So, interestingly enough, I'm getting pretty good at wasting food, too. Something that was always really bad at, you know, that I was really, I shouldn't say that I was bad at. Something that that was really important to me was eating everything, not having leftovers, you know, eating my leftovers before I cooked other stuff, eating all my food, not throwing food away. But now, those brats just went right in the trash, along with some beef jerky I bought a few weeks ago, and oh, I can't remember what else, but some other poor decisions I made in times of weakness, I guess. Not really, not weakness, just curiosity. And live and learn. Come to find out, it's not worth it. So, there's that. That was an interesting experience. So yeah, so that's been my week. It's been interesting. Still, here we are, 2.5, 3 years later, and still teasing out details and getting better all the time. So yeah, so it was an interesting week, and it was a good one, and I'm definitely going to be continuing to eat the brisket, and I definitely am enjoying. Oh, I know what I want to talk about as well. Well, I did go back and get that ribeye roast at Costco, and sure enough, you guys, the amount of fat on that compared to the other ones was night and day. I mean, if I were to weigh it and do calories, you know, in terms of calories per dollar, I actually think that this $8 ribeye is probably a better value than the $5 ribeyes I was buying before that didn't have much fat. Because this, I mean, the fat on the point, there's, you guys have probably seen it, I'm talking to carnivores here, you know, there's a good 2-inch square section of fat there on the point of the ribeye that that runs all the way through. And then the eye in the middle, that ribeye itself is actually a, you know, good size, as big as like a thumb anyways. So that's been great. I've been getting a lot more fat out of that. I did have one night where I actually almost felt like I had too much fat, although it kind of came on the tail of that bratwurst, so not really sure if that was fair. But anyways, I'm getting a lot more, I think, and I am. I've been feeling good. I've been fairly regular with the exception of the, you know, screw-ups, and yeah. So anyways, I'm feeling great. So I hope you guys are. I hope Zero Carb is continuing to show you progress and teaching you things. My energy's been awesome. My bike rides, I hadn't been riding my bike for most of this last year. I'd kind of dropped off on my cardio. There was a reason for that. It was intentional. Back in November or December, I was hoping to add a little more muscle and get a little stronger. I've still, you know, one of my frustrations is that I set goals 3 years ago for some strength-based goals, and I've been, one is a muscle-up, and one is a front lever, in case you wanted to know, and one is a handstand. That's more skill than strength, but I still can't really do it. I think it's because of this broken clavicle thingy I've got from decades ago in snowboarding. My arm doesn't go straight above my head. That one, see, I can get it right there next to my head. That one, I just can't really do it. Anyways, I set those goals, and I just have not been able to get there. My front lever is close, but I'm not strong enough. And my muscle up, close, but I'm not strong enough. And I'm strong, but I think I might be as strong as I can get at this weight. And so I did. I tried. I've been trying to gain muscle. I've been successful. I weigh like 140 now, or I weighed 122, geez, 4 years ago. And that 140 is quite a bit of muscle. I have a little bit of softness around my midsection here, but for the most part, I'm you know, not carrying a lot of extra weight. So I did. I added some weight. I added some muscle. But over the winter, I wondered if my constant cardio, because I've done cardio ever since I started, kind of trying to lift weights and things like that and build up. I was wondering if my constant cardio was maybe cutting into my caloric surplus that I need to build muscle, which I don't think I've been in, because when I go back to my scale, I haven't changed a pound in the last year without any tracking or attempt at trying to do that. That's just how zero carb is for me. So anyways, I stopped doing cardio in an effort to maybe see if I could gain more muscle. And I don't think it was successful. My weight's about the same. I don't think zero carb is going to let me gain weight unless I really actually like weighed. I'd have to get the scale out for the other reason, right? To eat more. And as I know, being in a caloric surplus doesn't usually make me feel my best. So I don't know if that's something I'm going to continue to attempt to do. It feels like I'm at a pretty good maintenance level, eating at a good level for how I feel. And my body composition seems to just fall into place. Doesn't seem like I need to worry about it. However, this is all going back to why I stopped cardio and the fact that I did stop cardio. And I gotta tell you, not doing cardio does seem to have an effect, and it does seem to be negative. I don't seem to have as much endurance in my output. And I don't mean when I'm just doing cardio, I mean when I'm splitting wood or doing anything. If my cardio is on point, if I've been riding my bike and getting my heart rate up and improving my cardiovascular fitness, then it seems like it bleeds into other parts of my life, just like resistance training does. Being stronger helps me do things, and being cardiovascularly more fit helps me do things I want to do. And I noticed the absence of it. I've been feeling like I wind easily and like I just don't have the endurance I had a year ago or 2 years ago when I was riding my bike a lot. So I'm making an effort to do that again, and I had a great week. I did a couple 12-mile rides for the first time in a long time, really, and felt great to get back on my bike. So I'm going to reprioritize that, and actually it just reminded me how much I love riding trails. And how I am all geared up. I bought a new bike when I first got into fitness 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And I haven't been using it because, like I said, I was trying to lay off it in the winter. And last summer I used it a bit, but I haven't been using it as much as I'd like to. So I'd like to refocus that. It fits in my car, my bicycle. So I think in the next coming months, as summer winds down, I said I was going to try and get out and about, but not fly anywhere during the summer months. I'm going to wait. You know, we have such nice weather. I'm going to wait for the tourist season to die down a little bit. So I think I'm going to load up my van. I've been talking about going surfing, and I'll be doing that. But I think I might be doing some mountain biking, too. And that brings me to just a quick note. Jackie Jam, thank you for your kind offer of coming to Kashmir. I may do that. I would like to see the eastern part of our state and do some mountain biking on some of that beautiful single track out there. So I'll let you know if I do that. But anyways, in terms of what I've been doing, I've been riding my bike. And in terms of what I'm going to do, I'm focusing on doing that more for both my health cardiovascularly and also my mental health, just to get out and about, because it really makes me feel good getting out in the world and getting out in nature more than anything else. That was sort of a scattered thought, sorry. So anyways, that's, I guess, about it for the week for Zero Carb. And I guess I gave you a preview of what's coming up. So this week I'm going to be, like I said, mostly focused around here, riding my bike. I've got a couple jobs, finish up the job I did out at the big boat shop, and a desk job doing a design for an inspected vessel. Should take a day or so, a couple days of the week, actually, probably more realistically. A lot of work involved in those inspected vessels. And then I've got a big firewood project going. I'm trying to get my woodshed full. I will probably get that done this week. I got about a cord up already this past week, and I've got about two more to go, so I think I'll get that up this week. That should fill the shed, and that is my last big project for the summer. So that at that point, hopefully I'm going to put these boat projects to bed, put my firewood away, and get to driving around and having some summer fun. We'll see if that happens. I have been having a hard time getting going. But anyways, that's my plan. So I'm looking forward to a great week. I'm going to cook some brisket as well. So it looks like I've been talking for quite a while. I think that's enough. I'm going to get going here and get on with my Sunday. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you're making tons of progress. Stay in the course. And if there's anything I can help you with or shed some light on, please let me know. Thank you so much, as always, for all your comments and questions. You guys are making a huge difference in my life, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. So thank you for being there for me. I really, really, really do appreciate it. And yeah, hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next week. All right, thanks, guys. See ya.